Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A portion of God's word for our consideration this morning is taken from our first lesson, Acts chapter 20. Let's begin with prayer. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. It is better to be a lion for a day than a sheep for your whole life. That quote comes from Elizabeth Kenny, an Australian nurse who is most famously known for promoting an alternative method of treating polio. So what does that say to a group of Christians who have already sung with gusto this morning, I am Jesus' little lamb? Do you like being called a sheep? It's not usually a very complimentary kind of term, and it certainly isn't in Kenny's quote here. It usually means that you're a mindless follower, one who can't think for himself. In fact, in the Greek, the word sheep is literally translated moving forward thing. That's how highly the Greeks thought of sheep. During storms, sheep have been known to pile up on top of one another in the corner of the pasture, actually smothering themselves to death. They're guided by their stomachs and driven by their insatiable desire for more, which often leads them off of the straight and narrow and safe path into danger and disaster. Is it any wonder then that the Bible uses that same idea when Isaiah writes, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. To be called a flock of sheep makes us seem vulnerable and weak. That's pretty accurate, isn't it? We do love to wander into the same sins again and again without giving much thought of what led us there. We do mindlessly follow the devil's suggestions and the influence of the world around us. We're driven by our stomachs and our insatiable desire for pleasure, which leads us off the safe and narrow path. And the devil and the world and our own flesh circle around us, hunting us down, eager for a kill. On our own, we're helpless. And all too often, we're apathetic about it too. Oh, sure, we pay lip service to how important spiritual things are to us. But the way we spend our time and the way we spend our money say otherwise. Well, we'll say that we understand how serious this spiritual battle is that's raging for our souls. But our church attendance and Bible study attendance beg to differ. We have a weapon at our disposal, God's word, which is the one thing that can drive the enemy away, but we're more interested in picking up our phones than we are picking up the Bible. In fact, Paul warns us that from your own group, men will rise up twisting the truth. It's not just that stuff outside. It's the stuff inside, even inside ourselves. Who among us hasn't said, okay, I'm not perfect, but I'm not that bad. So what's the big deal? So what if I let my guard down for a little while? So what if I don't take care of myself? It will be okay, I'm sure. And for our apathy, we deserve to be devoured. We deserve to be duped by the false teachers, those savage wolves who want nothing more than to feed on us. For not taking all of God's word seriously, we deserve to fall for twisted truths. For putting the care of our souls on the back burner, we deserve to burn in hell forever. That's what we deserve. And left to ourselves, for our apathy and negligence and carelessness, that's what we would get if we were left to ourselves. if, but we're not. We have a shepherd who cares for us perfectly. We have a perfect shepherd who cares for his flock. What did Jesus say in our gospel this morning? I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And that's wonderful news to hear, isn't it? It's good for us as the sheep. And it's clear from the scriptures that this was Jesus' plan from the first Christmas to the first Easter, to be our good shepherd and we to be his sheep. And our good shepherd willingly laid down his life for us. He endured the hell that we deserved as he was forsaken by his Father on the cross. Paul says it this way, to the shepherd of the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. God purchased the church with the blood of Jesus. Our sins are so costly that only the blood of God himself would cover the cost. But Jesus, in his great love for us, paid the price eagerly. And Jesus says in our gospel today, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. Jesus was in control the entire time. He chose to lay down his life for you. And then he chose to take it back up again to assure you that your sins are paid for, that you have a place waiting for you in heaven. And when you have a good shepherd like that, it's not so bad being a sheep, is it? But Jesus' care for you as his sheep doesn't stop there. No, right here and now, he proves his very best care for you. How? He guards you with his shepherds. Paul says, always keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock which the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers. Therefore, be always on the alert. Remember that for 3 years, night and day, I never stopped warning each one of you with tears. Paul speaks those words to a group of Ephesian elders as he was talking to them for the last time. What a great pastor those Ephesians had. Paul was willing to do the hard work of warning and admonishing his brothers and sisters in Christ, and he did it patiently. He was with them for over 3 years, and for 3 years, he never stopped talking to them. He did it persistently, night and day, he says. He did it lovingly, with tears in his eyes. When I pondered these words during this week, as I was preparing the sermon, I thought I better talk to Pastor Schlicht, because I didn't want to speak for him. And we both agreed that when you read these words as a pastor, these words are extremely daunting. It is daunting to have someone else's soul placed under your care. It is extremely daunting to speak the truth in love, especially when that truth is going to hurt. It is daunting to know that I am going to have to give an account to God in heaven for all of the souls that have been under my care. In fact, the task is so daunting that it's impossible alone. And it was for Paul too. But notice what he says. And now I entrust you to God and to the word of his grace, which has power to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I realize that as much as I want to, I can't keep Satan away from you. As much as I want you, I can't keep you free from the influence of the world. As much as I want you, I can't keep you safe from your own sinful nature. But God can. And Jesus has. And your good shepherd will. And so what I can do is entrust you to God. I can entrust you to the power of His Word. And for 90 plus years, that's what the pastors at Eastside have been doing for you. The pastors at Eastside may not be able to hold a candle to the Apostle Paul, but that doesn't mean that you haven't been blessed by them. Because they have given you God's Word. They've led you to the forgiveness found in Christ in His sacraments. They've pointed you to the Good Shepherd. And I promise you that you have pastors at Eastside now who desperately care for your souls and want what's best for them. And you have a committed faculty of teachers who care for your little lambs as well. The task is daunting. But my confidence in carrying it out and your confidence that God is in control is found in these words. The Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God. First of all, this is God's church. This is not my church. This is not Pastor Schlitz's church. This is not even your church. This is God's church. And God is in control, and He promises to work everything for the good of His church, and He proved that by placing Jesus in authority to govern all things for the good of His church. And secondly, it's the Holy Spirit that has placed me here. It's the Holy Spirit that brought Pastor Schlicht here. What a comfort it is to know that this is exactly where God wants me to be, at this time, in this place, doing this work. What confidence it gives to everyone that God is carrying out His plan through imperfect sheep, through imperfect shepherds, to carry out His perfect ministry. Friends, the world may not ever see sheep as anything but foolish. And maybe being a sheep on this earth isn't going to get you ahead. But because God made us the sheep of His pasture, we know that we have an eternal inheritance in heaven. And I don't know about you, but I'm not all that interested in being a lion, even for a day. I think I'd much rather be a sheep for eternity. Amen.